It's Rich, Ken, and Ted.
It is 93.7 WEEI. Rich, certainly. Ken Laird, three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson, and we are live at Fenway for day number two of the WEEI Ness and Jimmy Fun Radio Telethon, and I am looking at a number, and I am gobsmacked. I cannot believe we are at $3.4 million. Man. Absolutely insane, the generosity of this area. I can't believe it, and hearing these stories are so inspirational. And in just a moment, we were going to hear from someone who has been helped and some of the great people at Dana-Farber and the Jimmy Fund. But first, someone to kick things off. This is a special surprise. We got a call from is there a bigger presence in this town than Mr. David Ortiz, Big Poppy? Big Poppy, how's it going, man? How you doing?
Hey, how's it going, guys? How's it going?
Hey. Good, buddy.
Good, man. Good to hear your voice. How listen, first of all, we appreciate everything you've done for the Jimmy Fund all these years, and this is obviously something that's near and dear to your heart, and you've, you know, been a massive part of it. How have you seen things kind of move along, and all the time you've spent with the Dana-Farber patients? It's a pretty special to you, isn't it, David?
I tell you what, man, I feel so blessed that I had a great career in Massachusetts, New England, Boston, because it was like an open book for me when it comes down to community service, when it comes down to spend time with others, dedicate time and effort to others, because, you know, disease are part of what we are. You know, and being able to go to being able to be part of the Jimmy Fund, Dana-Farber, Mass General, and all those hospitals where I spend so much time visiting kids and adults, you know, and people who were related to this terrible disease. It was something that it was a life experience for me.
David, I'm curious if you think it's, you know, professional athletes, do you think it's something that they should, you know, aspire to help with community and get involved and be volunteers in something big like this? Do you think it's something that they should, you know, more athletes should maybe try and get involved, because you obviously have, you know, that how you feel by giving back? Do you think it's something you want to see more guys do?
Absolutely. Absolutely. The engagement, the engagement that you create. Sometimes we have no idea the type of weapon that we have in our hands until you live. You know, like, I can tell you a true story. I went to Dana-Farber a long time ago to do my rundown with kids. And I visited this kid who was really sick. And he don't want to eat. He was, you know, very sad and everything at the hospital. And I went there to spend some time with him, play around with him, you know, had conversation with him. And then I move on. I went to some other places. And 6 months later into the season, his grandfather, who he have a company who do hard work for most of the university in college up in Boston, he was waiting for me at the parking lot. And he was inside the player parking lot, and I was coming out of the game after the game, and he went like, "Mr. Ortiz, can I holler at you for a minute?" And I was like, "Yes, sir, what can I do for you?" And he was like, "I just came here to say thank you to you, because my grandson, since you visited him, he got so excited that he started eating, he started, you know, doing everything that he was told, and all of a sudden having a home, running around, all safe, cancer-free. And it only happened since you visit." That's what he told me. And I was like, oh, my God, you know, that was, to me, that was great news, and it was amazing. But sometimes we don't know the impact that we have in people. And that's why I agree with what you just asked, you know, for athletes and you know, musician and celebrity, they should get more involved with this type of cause, because at the end of the day, it's a win-win.
Well, David, we'd be remiss to not ask you before you took off. What do you think of this Red Sox season, man? It has been insane. We have gone from, you know, what the hell's going on to, oh, my God, this is the greatest team on the planet. What do you think of what you've been seeing here under Chad Tracy?
The talent is there, man. The talent is there. You know, these kids, when they put it together, we probably have a few big names right now. Everything else is under the radar, but they are, you know, very talented, good kids. And the only way you're going to win games is doing what they're doing right now. Everybody bringing something to the table. It's not a one-man team, you know. Not even in my days was one-man team. It doesn't matter what I do. Everybody had to bring something to the table for us to end up winning a ball game. And that's what I'm seeing right now, you know. Breslow, Kennedy, Mr. John, the whole organization – stay very patient with everything that was going on at the beginning, because the organization know what they have. It was all about the guys putting it together, because it doesn't matter the type of manager you have. You, of course, you need a good manager to keep everybody together, to keep everybody loose, you know. But at the end of the day, the players are the one who have to provide on the field to be able to win games. So that's what I'm seeing. The offense took off. Everybody's bringing something to the table. Their pitching has always been good. I know we don't have the big guy right now available, but it seems like everybody's stepping in to bring something to the table to win games, and hopefully everything continues throughout the season.
Well, David, I know your time is valuable. Next time we'll have you on, and just for an entire hour, we'll make fun of Bobby Valentine together. What do you think about that?
I totally forgot about it.
It was one of my favorite interviews we've ever done. You just went off on Bobby Valentine for about 30 minutes, and I couldn't have had a better afternoon. All right, well, David Ortiz, thank you so much for kicking off this Jimmy Fund Hour with us. It's such a great thing that you have been involved in from the very beginning, and thank you so much. And just quickly, if you could say anything to anybody who wants to, like, who's considering donating, what would you say to them, David?
I'll tell you what. Everyone that is listening out there, remember, we all are humans. Things happen. It's not to blame someone about what is going on. It's to help someone. That's what the Jimmy Fund is all about. So anything and everything that you can donate to continue helping people, continue helping kids, please, please, go ahead. Do not hesitate. Go ahead and do it, because it's needed.
You got it, David. Thank you so much, Big Poppy, for calling in. We really appreciate
it,
buddy.
Thanks, buddy.
Hey, thank you, guys.